Why do your headphones look like a fucking pilot?
Because they're my headphones.
Welcome, thank you for calling. Welcome to Sacramento. Makers of NO Explode. Look for BSN products at bodybuilding.com. Alongside Silent Mike and Jim McDean, here's your host, Mark Bell.
Am I on?
Yep.
Here's your host, Mark Bell.
Goddamn. I got a big head. My head grew since last time I wore this. A la Barry Bonds.
Yeah, how many different helmets did Barry Bonds have?
A number.
I don't know. Whatever happened to Barry Bonds? He never retired. Like, he never even fucking quit or nothing. He never got fired. He never resigned.
In the NBA, you can't watch a single NBA game and they don't mention, like, Michael Jordan or, like, Clyde Drexler, Julius Erving, like, even Magic Johnson. Every game, they'll mention them. They, like, have their history or whatever. And the MLB, it's like, no mention of Mark McGwire. No mention of fucking Barry Bonds. They never talk about him.
Well, but the Giants broadcast talk about Barry
that's
Bonds.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they love him there, too. But
yeah, well, that's like the Kings talk about fucking Bobby Hurley or whatever. Yeah. But.
Well, without Barry Bonds, they don't build that ballpark.
I mean, the guy tries to have big biceps, and everyone fucking has got a problem with it.
Yeah, why?
Who cares?
Why?
He just
who are we talking about? Why don't we get our fucking military steroids?
I think we do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I know it's a prominent thing there, but like, yeah. Captain America, yeah. Like, hello, yeah. Captain fucking America.
Yeah, I know they should be jacked, right? They should be on tons of shit.
Well, why doesn't the military study that so they can hike longer, punch harder, shoot more accurate? Right. Why don't they all get laser eye surgery? Like, are we trying to win a fucking war? Or are we trying to dick around here? I know nothing. I don't want to bring this into politics. I'm just talking pure, like.
I don't even know if there's a war going on.
That's what I'm saying. No, I don't want to get into weird politics. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, if
haven't
my eye vision.
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, exactly. We need that. We need that. We need fucking Iron Man suits who can fly with laser eye vision.
What happens in G.I. Joe?
It's the same thing. They have, like, perfect vision. Yeah. They can all fight.
They're fast as shit for some
reason.
Their
arm gets cut off and it grows
big
back.
Dicks.
That's G.I. Ho.
Oh.
That's the second
whole different movie. That's the one with The Rock.
Wait, huh?
Rock Hard. Starring Rock Hard, G.I. Ho.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
You watched The Rock's new show?
I have not seen
Wake Up Call. It's cool. It's a little corny, but it's cool.
Him just yelling at people, motivating people, getting people fired up.
Yeah. But he tells
changing like, people's lives.
Yeah. Shit like that.
Yeah. Well, you can't change everybody's life.
Yeah, I'm still a bum. Thanks, Rock.
Yeah. Not everybody wants to be motivated.
That's
to
the,
do fuck all.
That's
anything.
The damn truth.
That's true.
Some people don't give a fuck.
They'd
just rather be.
Much like our intern.
How did we end up with an intern?
We just got an intern today somehow.
So weird.
He's just sitting behind a camera perving out on three or four dudes.
Both hands on his dick.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Wearing skinny
jeans. That's unnecessary.
He worked out with us. Went home to put on skinny jeans just to hang out with four dudes.
It's weird. And he's like got some college shirt on to like kind of prove that he's got something going on.
Yeah.
Some smart shit going
on. Hey, I'm in college. I can wear skinny jeans, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what's
it's
going
like,
on.
It's like whatever.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Well, whatever.
I don't know. I don't get it.
He's just staying up.
I don't
up.
Know where he came from.
He's just staying up late watching Jimmy Fallon every fucking night. Chugging beers. I know how you kids work. I know who you are. I've known people
Jimmy
like
Fallon's
you.
Jimmy Fallon's pretty funny.
I love Jimmy Fallon.
He's awesome.
I love Jimmy Fallon, Ellen DeGeneres, and who's my girl from Shark Tank? Linda Greer or something?
Lori
Greer. Lori Greer, Ellen DeGeneres.
Do you
DeGeneres.
Have a patent? That's all she ever says. You have a patent? She's got that Chicago accent.
She's amazing.
And all three are lesbians.
They may be.
Jimmy the biggest.
Yeah. Jimmy and Justin Timberlake have a weird thing going on. I love both of them.
Justin
too,
Timberlake a lesbian too?
He might be. He's funny. I don't care like all this NSYNC like he used to be gay or whatever. Like he's funny.
Funny? Right.
No, I think he's hilarious.
Okay. Here comes Mike out of the closet. Hello, boys. I've been here the whole time.
I saw an article.
I don't get the joke.
Neither do I.
What
I saw an article today that Russell Crowe came out. I thought, oh, that blows my mind.
Crowe's gay?
No.
He came out
as a wanker.
What does that mean? That he masturbates?
A gladiator?
He's an asshole. He's a wanker.
Oh. I thought wanking is masturbating.
Well, it is. That's wank, actually
wank,
what it, that's
like. Is that the same as being a fucker?
Yeah, but you're a jerk off.
A jerk off
or a fucker?
Don't be a jerk off
or a dick.
Yeah, a dick.
Why is it always such an insult to be a male genitalia
or female?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a cunt.
You're a pussy.
But my wife complains about that one sometimes. She says, you know, like, isn't that a good thing? People don't.
Isn't that your goal? Isn't that the end game right there? The vagina?
Yeah.
I guess.
Isn't that what you're trying to get into? I'm trying to get into that thing. Even though it looks like a cuttlefish.
I swear, if people don't Google cuttlefish.
Pussies can be scary, man. You got to be careful out there.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Anyway. Did you get the script, Jim?
No.
Mike?
No.
No, I'm just drinking a caveman coffee out of a Chipotle cup, out of a white trash jacuzzi, or not a jacuzzi. I wish it was a jacuzzi.
Look through here.
I wish it was a jacuzzi,
What
too.
Is it called?
Look through the latest issue of, what's this called? Power Magazine. January, February issue.
It's the homosexual edition. Yeah. I'm glad we represented Matt Vincent with
that.
Look
through there and see if there's something we can talk about.
The pink socks edition.
Because I got nothing.
I'll get us a topic.
We could have asked for questions, I guess, but...
I don't know.
We probably shouldn't talk to him.
Not yet. One day.
We're saving him. If we had a green room, we'd have you sitting in it.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's not easy being in the green room.
I found the first
room,
topic.
So.
If that's not the best ad I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
That's a two handsome
I'm in a
fellows.
Magazine?
I was looking upper left.
Oh, wow. Silent Mike. Wow.
Is that the best spotter?
I didn't see that coming.
Is that the best spot you've ever had? You almost died.
Yeah, I remember that space in the gym. Do you remember you got jizzed on by my NO Explode right there?
So
right in the
bad.
Eyeballs.
You literally got me in the eye with NO Explode.
I jizzed in your eye.
And all over the brand new monolith.
All over everything.
I was going to point out that I took that picture.
It exploded everywhere.
What else we got?
Good job, Jim McD.
This year, Power Magazine. There's
Mr.
Arnold.
Arnold Classic. We're going to be there.
What's that, about a month out?
March 5th through the 8th, we'll be out there slanging those slangers.
Hey, come see us. Booth Infinity.
Yeah, we're booth number
infinite
number C and D. We'll be there. Just fucking come find us.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We'll have like tree boots. We're supposed to have DLB in the hizzy, but we're not quite sure yet.
DLB.
Dana Lynn Bailey, for those who don't know.
She's jacked. You see her pressing the 100-pound dumbbells?
I know. What do you think? What do you think, Dave Ziske? What do you think of Dana Lynn Bailey? Hotness?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's jacked, though. What's going on with that?
She's huge.
What about Big
How
Rob?
How is she so lean? She's so ripped. It's amazing.
What about Big Rob or hubby?
I don't know how big he is.
He's huge. Big Rob's probably like 6'4", 300 pounds.
Oh, you mean like that? Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Wait, what?
I thought you had the inside intel.
Yeah.
No, I guess we'd have to ask Jimmy Fallon, because everybody that can sing, dance, and is funny is gay. Is that what you're saying? Just because he's a triple threat.
I don't know.
Jimmy Fallon's amazing.
Well,
speaking of Jimmy.
Jimmy Pacifico. Look at that.
He's looking jacked. Jacked and
that guy's fucking explosive as shit, huh?
Yeah, he was a thrower.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like he can bench around 600 pounds, too. I don't know. Rao?
Yeah, I thought he was a thrower.
Rao? What about our boy Matt Wenning? That guy's been going crazy. He got Raw Unity coming up. People have been training for that. People have been killing themselves for that.
Yeah, Wenning just hit an 800-pound squat in sleeves, and then they added 10 pounds or each side.
Yeah, in the middle of the set.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then squatted
just showing off.
In the middle of the set?
Yeah, he did not rack the weight. He bangs 800 pounds, stands up, teammates load 10s on each side, and then he squats it again.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's crazy.
In sleeves.
Yeah, it looked like it hurt.
That's almost as crazy as that video that I showed you earlier, Mike.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's
too much.
Unloading the weights.
So
and then
yeah, it's so funny. How about Larry Wheels?
Larry.
He's going to be at Rum as well.
Everybody's
along
doing
with
Rum.
Our beautiful guest that we have here today, David W. Ziske III, Jr.
What's W sound for? Wienerhead?
I was like, tell me. Winker?
Wanka.
We can go for Winker?
Wanka.
A.K.A. Zeus?
Yeah.
A.K.A. Currently strongest super training member, but he's gets kicked off the team often, so it's kind of
prospect.
And he, you know, he squatted really well today, but David, unfortunately, was on the bad end of some domestic violence of some sort today. Would we call it domestic or sexual or
international?
Sexual? Heterosexual?
If it's not domestic, is it international?
Domestic, sexual, battery.
What does domestic mean?
You know, sexual battery sounds like it's something that could keep you going forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you pull that
energizer?
Out of a vibrator?
Yeah.
Kim Tran beat the shit out of me.
He's crying Simple right enough. Now.
Well, you know, what the viewers can't see is that David has this huge welt on his leg.
But it's the same color red as his knee wraps.
Well, along that huge welt, he also has an erection that's about to flip this fucking table over.
That's why I'm holding my cup over.
Which is kind of...
That's very polite of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean, I guess a lot of people would have that reaction getting beat up by Kim Tran.
It's a fetish. We like it.
Did she hit you anywhere else that we should know about?
Not yet.
She hit you from the back?
Damn.
Are we going
we
on
did
Pinterest?
While you were filming, Marcus and I.
Hey, now.
We might go on Pinterest if we don't run out of things to talk about.
So you're training for Raw Unity, which is in Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
And so what the fuck you have going on for that? What you doing? Like, what'd you do today, for example?
Worked up with some free weight, then got up to 200 pounds and chain. I think last set was 716 on the bar with 200 and chain.
Damn.
For a single.
Did you blow out your butthole a little bit?
Shit myself.
You know that the bar completely stopped for a second on that one. I was like, holy fuck. That was scary.
In the hole?
Yeah, oh.
In the hole.
In the hole.
In the hole.
Yeah.
I was backspotting on that, and I got a little terrified. I was like, if anything happens, I'm bailing. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
You're kicking yourself off the team and just walking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to be able to help.
Mark has bad experiences with spotters. Yeah. I think he holds some resentment.
Grudges, resentment.
Yeah. I'll just let you hit the ground.
Whoops.
Happens.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah, all for one and one for one.
He's okay.
So what's your best total?
20-33 at last year's Olympia.
Damn, son. And 20-33, as of... impressive as that is, there's some real fucking mutants out there nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Lilla Bridges, and you got guys like Jesse Norris doing 10 times body weight raw. There's all kinds of shit going on.
Little girls squatting 4 times the body weight.
Yeah. Shit's getting to be wild.
We had to like change Kim's diaper before she went and did that. Like, she's just a little girl.
She is.
Exactly. Let me ask you this, David. How do you feel about – I know that you typically compete in walked out – squat federations.
Mm-hmm. Walk it out.
Is that do you feel strongly about that? Or because I know like during training you don't necessarily walk out every single
Do you think
squat,
you're more man than me because I use a monolift?
That's not really the question I'm asking.
I think I'm more
totally
man
what
than
I mean.
You because I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon's funny. Jimmy Fallon's funny, Smalley?
He's pretty funny.
Alright, he's funny.
Is he your Man Crush Monday?
No, I don't know who that would be.
Man Crush Saturday.
I'll think
of
one.
Is it Saturday?
It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter what day it is because every day we're grinding.
Would you answer the goddamn question?
This is actually my first time training out of the monolift, so it's just actually more getting used to it. I've never done anything other than walking out, so.
It just feels natural to you.
Yeah.
But what do you think of the records, the raw records that are in monolith federations versus walked out? Do you think that the walked out ones are more legit at all, or
not at all?
Okay,
because you got to go down then up with the weight. Taking 2 steps isn't going to make
walk out doesn't bug you.
No,
yeah.
Either way, you're screwed, right? Either way, it's going
to doesn't really bug me.
If you have 1,000 pounds on your back taking 2 steps,
right,
doesn't mean you're going to drop down to a 700-pound squat,
right?
Yeah, I wonder if anyone, because a lot of guys are stuck in there. Not in their fed, but like guys that use monoliths. Guys that walk it out often walk it out. I wonder if like you just swap places and fucking go head to head. Who gets like bigger PRs?
That's a good question.
You're gonna get a PR, but that's not because of the monolith. It's just because you're training your ass off.
Also, your mentor Ed Koo is brilliant with a lot of the training and stuff, different training methods and things like that. But he made a great observation a few years ago when a lot of people were jumping into the USPF, he basically said a walked out squat, and this was in gear, so it could be different from raw to whatever. But he said you're looking at like 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a drop off of about 50 pounds walking it out as opposed to using a monolift. Then he also said, due to the rules in the USPF as compared to some of the multi-ply federations, he said you're automatically dealing with another 50 pounds. So you're already down 100 pounds. And that has nothing to do with the actual equipment that you're wearing. So, his argument and some of the stuff that he and I would talk about was, it's not really necessarily about the gear. It's about the actual rules. Like the walking it out would limit you a little bit, and the actual extra depth would limit you a little bit.
Those two things
would kind of, start commands and those types of things. Those kind of things are going to limit you more, a long pause in the bench press, stuff like that. Those things will limit you more. than just, you know, really some extra layer of gear or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think walking out in gear is more of a handicap than walking out raw. And maybe that's personal preference because I'm a bitch and don't lift heavy weights.
I would say most changes are going to be about a 30 to 50 pound difference. So even look at like a lifting belt.
Yeah.
How much more is a lifting belt really going to help you? It probably would be really strange for it to help you by 100 pounds or more.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to really see that. Probably be 30 pounds, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Knee wraps?
Yeah.
50, maybe
20
maybe
to 100, depending on your
strength. Yeah, maybe 100, like from some guy that just can really.
That'd be a lot, I would think.
Though. Yeah. I think that would be quite a bit.
50, I could easily take.
I don't know. Right. I think the other guys got to get some shit out of their knee wraps. Yeah. There's some secrets.
Yeah, maybe 70 to 100, somewhere in there.
I'd like to throw out, however, that Ed Koo has one of the worst walkout squat dumps I've ever seen.
That was
when he blew his hammy.
Yeah. Oh my god, it was really bad.
That was crazy.
Yes,
he's a strong son of a bitch. So
they could not catch him fast enough. I think that's every argument that I would ever need to make about a monolift is that at least you can put a safety chain up and you're not going to necessarily hit the floor with the weight.
I think a monolift is it's just an advancement in the sport, and that everybody should just use one.
Yeah, we've talked about it too many
times.
Who
the fuck am I to say?
Yeah, but like a golf club.
Seems smarter, but whatever.
Golf clubs, they're using graphite.
Do whatever
now.
You'd like, David.
They're not using wood shafts in golf anymore.
Right?
Why? I mean, is it cheating? Is Tiger Woods suck? No.
Right.
He's better, and he has better equipment.
How did some of this stuff come to be? Because when you came to Super Training, you already acquired quite a bit of strength, and even in talking to Ed Koo, Ed was just kind of saying, "Hey, I've been working with this dude. He's a freak. He's got really bad technique. He's got bad breath. He's ugly. He's fat. He's super strong.
Super strong. Got a huge wiener."
So, were you just like lifting in the gym, and then all of a sudden, people just started telling you, "Hey, you're a strong motherfucker. You should think about doing a contest or something like that."
No, I was lifting for a while, did a couple comps. And
what's a while? How long is that?
2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Just powerlifting, training with Mark Kaplan up in the Northwest. And then my cousin bailed on me before the expo.
Son of a bitch.
It's family.
Call him out. Let's get full names.
You want the name?
Yeah, call him out.
Maurice Horton Jr.
Maurice, you SOB.
God damn it, Maurice.
We had a difference of opinion on training. And Ed just picked me up, started training.
Isn't Maurice the orangutan in Planet of the Apes?
I think so.
That's a great fucking orangutan.
Yeah,
that's my favorite monkey of all time.
Yeah, he's all slow and
shit. Yeah, but he's the wisest motherfucker there.
He's all old.
He's always talking about Caesar's okay, and he fucking knows the plan.
I love that movie.
It's good, both of them.
Yeah.
Not the Mark Wahlberg one. That guy's a little weird.
Yeah,
that
wasn't very
good. All the monkeys look like Michael Jackson. Does anybody else see that? Every monkey in the Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes looks like fucking Michael Jackson.
Mike, that's racist.
You kind of. That's bad. I didn't mean it like that.
Mike Tyson actually says that like in his stand-up thing that he does for HBO. He's like, I know I'm not supposed to, compare a black guy to an ape. He's like, but come on, look at this fucking guy. He looks like an ape. It was hilarious.
Yeah, they have like the complexion of Michael Jackson, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It was a weird movie.
What are you doing, Marky Mark? Bring me a fucking hamburger.
Something.
Wahlberger.
We need to get him on this show. He probably lifts weights.
Yeah, where's he at?
I don't know.
We were so close to Bo, now we're so far away again.
Yeah,
back to square one. We almost had Bo Jackson on. We were this close.
We weren't very close, but we were
pretty far away.
Somebody listening to this podcast must know Mark Wahlberg.
Listen to me, Vincent Edward Jackson. I know you're listening.
Who's that?
Would you please just call in? Bo Jackson.
Oh, his name is Vincent?
Yeah. Vincent Edward.
I didn't know that. Well, isn't Vincent Jackson a wide receiver right now?
Yeah, he is. He played for the Chargers.
Yeah. Vincent Jackson.
Not him, though.
He's on the isn't Bo, he on Philly
call
now?
Me.
Okay.
Call me, Bo. Call me.
I don't,
call us up.
Can we get Bo Jackson and Mark Wahlberg on the same
Bo
episode?
Jackson's got to need some fucking caveman coffee and some slingshots and shit. Why won't he call us? Dave? Why won't he call us?
Because you guys settled for me.
Yeah. We went from Bo Jackson to Dave Zusiski.
To a 280-pound Jew.
God damn. You're Jewish?
My dad was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I
didn't
know
that. So I'm Jewish by association.
God damn.
Jew by association.
J-B-A. You guys are everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Son of a bitch.
Little Smokey.
Yeah.
Little Smokey's the worst. Regardless of religion or height or anything else, he's just the worst.
He is the worst.
Who else? Oh.
Smokey?
Chris.
Oh, we're talking about our Jewish folk here?
Yes, our tribe members.
Ryan Cove.
He's also by association, I think.
Yeah, he just looks Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't know who else.
Kara.
Can we go back to Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we get Mark Wahlberg on this
Jewish?
Show?
Is he Jewish?
I don't know. No.
Wahlberg?
What,
Wahlberg?
Are you or are you not a fucking knock?
You look Jewish.
Yeah, I know. But that's Italian, all right?
Dan doesn't look Jewish, and he's Italian.
Yeah, that's because his chins take away from the size of his
Dan
nose.
Dan looks fat.
Dan? Yeah. He's Sicilian.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
He's not technically Italian.
Yeah. I'm from the outside of Rome's, in the hills. Mm? Rome? I don't know, just the greatest empire of all time.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
What you're talking about?
You confuse
pizza?
Me.
Pizza? Confuse pizza me. Came from my people.
Oh.
See, now we're talking.
Sicilian pizza? Damn. All right. Anyway, what was I saying?
No idea.
You don't remember.
Let's be honest. Nothing of importance.
Ed Koo picked you up when you were down.
Brought me here to train.
Brought you here.
Mark tells me every day how much I suck. And Mike tries to build me up.
Welcome to super training, people.
Welcome to super training.
Just psychology
tag team
test.
Wait.
Good cop.
We talked about this earlier, this tag team thing.
Yeah, the tag team thing. No.
What tag team are we talking about now?
Something about
good cock, bad cock.
If a girl's on all fours, it's not that gay. I don't remember where I left off.
The belly button is the cutoff.
The belly button is a cutoff.
Oh, that's the demilitarized zone?
Yeah, that's it.
I still don't get, though, like, if you're looking eye to eye with
another
man.
You can't. You just focus on what
you're
doing.
Is there a shade up? What if?
There could be.
Hold with it. Hang with me, people, now. You know the magic trick where you cut a chick in half and she's, like, in a box?
Mm-hmm.
You right? You with me, right? Alakazam, alakazoo. And then the girl's, like, whoosh, splits up into two, like, her bottom half's in one box and her upper half's in another box. Then it's not gay.
But then it's only a threesome. It's like one and a half plus one and a half. It's not all at once.
No. You could be in the same room or something.
Or
two halves equal a whole.
Where's a robot when you need them?
What if you just put up like a surgery drape?
Yeah, that's what you would need for Dave's.
Wait a second. Sam. One guy's going to end up with two holes and another guy's going to end up with one hole.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Your math's not very good. There's a lot of holes in the face.
Oh.
Oh, my God. This is going to turn into the lost episode because we're not going to be able to drop it anymore.
And what about hands? Those don't count?
Yeah, where do those go?
I mean, I know we're not in seventh.
Do they go in the top?
I don't know. We're in seventh grade, but hands still count.
Well, what? But what if her hands are down by her side when you cut her in half? Then you made a big mistake.
What if it's one hand and one hand, and she's doing like a YMCA deal?
See, well, going to the two-hole thing, that's the advantage because if you're at top, you got the boobies.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, you got no boobies to grab when you're down
low. And that's
why
you got to cut the belly button, because if one guy reaches for him and then you touch hands.
How do we find a girl that will go for this? That's what we got to work on.
I don't know. You're maybe ask our maybe ask our gay intern. He might.
Maybe we should try it on him first.
He's in the friend zone. He'll know plenty of them.
Well, if we do try it on him, it'll be one hole in one hole.
Yeah, that's cheating and no boobs.
Yeah, no
that's
tits.
Gross.
Yeah,
that's gross.
What do you think, Dave? In here?
And that's three.
Welcome
dudes.
To Mark Bell's Powercast, David.
Thanks.
Oh my God, I'm lightheaded now.
What is this, sex ed class? I'm leaving. I'm disgusted that I'm talking about this with you guys.
I drank too much coffee. I'm
why is we're talking about sex with a girl instead of a guy?
Yeah, just sex in general. You guys
come
are
on,
gross.
Jimmy's
funny. Jimmy's funny. I'm sure.
You think Fat Dan has sex? I hope not.
I hope
no,
not.
No, he does. But every time he tells us, he whispers it.
Yeah.
He'll be like, "Hey, her and I were together. We had." Last night. He's still like he's in high school.
That's great.
Nickerson tried to tell me some story one day, and I just completely walked the other way. I'm like, I am not listening to this, man.
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
Just rot your brains out with one story.
A Dick Nickerson sex story? No way.
And he probably still smells like it when he's telling you the story.
He smells like everything all mixed into one.
Yeah, I think we talked about it,
a
right?
A dirty towel.
Maybe we didn't, but here's another Star Wars reference. You know the fucking trash compartment they get stuck in where that worm thing is?
Right.
Yeah.
What it smelled like in there?
What's that thing called?
I don't know. It's like a garbage compactor.
That's some weird name.
Oh, the thing with the eye?
Zerlac or something?
I don't know.
No, you're thinking of the...
Oh, that's at Jabba's Empire, right?
Well, that's on Tatooine.
I'm talking about
the Sarlacc.
I'm talking about the trash compactor that they get stuck in, right?
Oh, yeah. And then it keeps going down.
Yeah. And there's liquid and there's fucking trash. that smell, whatever Han Solo was smelling right there, that's what it smells like with a back spot.
That's just Dave. That's Dick Lickerson.
Yeah. Not poor Dave. Dave actually showers.
Yeah. Yeah, I never got a bad whiff from Dave.
No, not really.
I never went down on him either, to be honest with you.
Are we really being honest?
Wait, huh? What the what?
What the what?
Dianoga. That's Whoa. What the thing that lives in the trash can.
Just the
for.
Eyeball?
Yeah.
Dianoga has Dianoga. One eye. Yeah. Who came up with that name? How high was George Lucas?
The Dianoga sphincter hole? I don't know. It looks weird.
I love Star Wars.
Looking at it.
We're a year away from the new Star Wars.
Are we?
A year away. December, I think. Are we 2016. Going? I'm going. You're invited. You're invited too, Dave.
Yes.
We're going to have an ice cream. Ice cream and pizza.
December 2016?
Yeah. You're dead by then, huh?
Yeah.
You die at 38. You get shot.
Yeah.
Dang.
What are we going to do? I can't go if I'm dead.
We need to record more podcasts if you're going to die. Who's going to be the co-host?
Maybe I can see a sneak preview.
I don't think so. Disney owns
it. Is it still going to be called Mark Bell's Powercast?
I don't know.
No, the deceased Powercast.
When will then be now? Soon?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, soon.
That was pretty deep.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. Here it is. Oh, I don't know. We're just watching Star Wars on our monitor. This is great. We should voice it over and show it, you know? Like, you could be Han Solo, and I'll be fucking Luke.
Get him!
Yeah, like, no, get in there, Luke, no! They did that, what's that show? And if you guys talk shit on this show, you guys are all bums. Whose Line Is It Anyways back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Wayne Brady?
Yeah, Wayne Brady's amazing. I saw him live in Vegas. So
he was good?
He's amazing. Like, so he had an assistant come out. This is how he starts the show. He has an assistant come out, and he takes words from the crowd. And just the most ridiculous words. It doesn't matter. Like, someone's like, bazooka, and they're like, baseball bat. You know, just anything. Right. He writes them all down in order on this big whiteboard. Sheets of paper. Then Wayne Brady comes out and starts rapping, and he hits the word, rips off a piece of paper, raps the next word, like, and he just raps for 5 minutes with these completely random words.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so talented. I was amazed.
That is fucking awesome.
He's my type. I mean, I like that type of comedy.
Wayne Brady?
Yeah. You don't like him?
No, he's good.
I love all those guys. Chris Tucker.
I liked him on Chappelle's show better than I've ever liked him on anything.
He's amazing.
It was so funny. Is Wayne Brady going to have to slap a bitch?
He's so funny.
All right, Mr. Ziski. Your best squat in a competition, 771.
Yes, sir.
Your best deadlift is how much?
744.
And how much you bench?
513.
Damn, yo.
13. That's unlucky.
So, anyway, with all these mutants out there, what's the goal? You know, how do you not get distracted by... You know, what some of these other guys are going to be doing at Raw Unity, and just is the main goal to kind of focus in on just what you're capable of, or do you want to make a little bit of noise and try to beat a couple of these freaks out there?
I don't get caught up in the social media hype. A lot of these guys will just post big squats and benches and
right.
show up. It's kind of crap out
right.
image of themselves. So I know what I'm capable of. I just go in there. Honestly, the last few comps just to represent the team the best that I could. I mean, you guys invest yourself in me, so...
This fucking shitty team, you really care about us that much? That's nice.
I kind of like Dan.
Yeah, Dan's okay.
He's all right.
He's obese.
But no, I definitely want to put up some big numbers and start getting invited to some of these bigger comps that are out there. Definitely be fun. I mean, the best part about it is, you know, besides the lifting, is the travel. Getting to go to Vegas a couple times, L.A. So now I go to Florida for the first time.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Watch out for all those alligators. There might be an alligator on the platform. Maybe.
You never know. You never know. Have you heard of the roster at all? Have you heard about who's going to be there sort of thing? I know guys are getting hurt and stuff, but...
I don't know in the 275 class. I know the 308, Lily Sr. is going to be there. I think Daniel Bell's going to be
there. Are you 308, Fatty?
275.
Oh.
Oh, after Chipotle today, probably.
Before your next poopy.
Chipotle!
Until about this coffee runs through me in 15 minutes. And then 275.
That's going to be
The 220 class is where it's actually going to be huge.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I know they have Oak and Dan Green's going, T. Cummins.
Yeah.
He's Cummins! The team.
Yeah. So there's about, I think they said about 5 or 6 potential guys at 220 are going to break 2,000.
What?
Which is nuts.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's really stupid.
Crazy.
Ernie Jr. is probably competing too, then, right?
Yeah, I think he is. Oh, he's going to be.
I think
there.
220.
Yeah, I think 220.
That, what about Larry? What's he? 242.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe 275. Who knows?
Yeah, he looks super lean right now. I wonder what the hell he weighs.
He's so jacked.
Yeah, he's Larry. Fucking. He just what did you? I saw him pull 725. I think the other day for a double.
Is he going in sleeves? I think he's going in sleeves. That's the other thing, right? Rum has both, so who knows what all these cats are doing.
Yeah, they got sleeves, and they have... Do they have walked out, too, this
They have
year?
Walked out sleeves. It's
walked out sleeve, mono wrap.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, fancy, huh?
That's why I'm getting used to the mono.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're competing on the second day, then?
Yeah, Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday.
All the big boys. Sunday. All the biggins.
I hear a lot of rumblings about, you know, whether or not that meet is as organized as it ought to be, and I don't know what kind of communication you've gotten from them, like if you really know what's up.
They just sent out an email. It's all set in stone. People are trying to blow it out, proportion, because LA Fit Expo is the same weekend.
Right. They're kind of trying to kill each other.
Yeah. They're just going back and forth. Big thing was they didn't have a host hotel, and I guess one was like supposed to be completed this week.
Right.
And then it's going to be the host hotel, but everything's set in stone.
You know, if it's a host hotel, you're getting a special rate. There isn't really any advantage to booking early anyway. So, I mean, exactly. You know.
You know, I think with some of this stuff, unfortunately, you know, no one wants to admit it, but powerlifting's a fucking janky-ass sport.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. That's the way it's always going to be. Fucking announce that to the world, but it's,
that's why this is a janky-ass podcast.
Yeah, it's just always going to be that way, and you know, rather than people complain about it, they need to figure out ways of trying to support the things that they like, whether it's they go to one competition and they fucking hate it and they just decide they're not going to that one and they go to a different one all the time, mm-hmm. or they go to a competition and they figure out a couple things are wrong with it. Maybe they don't like the bars. Maybe there wasn't enough chalk. And next time they show up with a couple extra bars and they show up with a little bit more chalk and they try to help.
Yeah.
You know,
try to become part of the solution or maybe make suggestions to
you
the
can't
people
complain.
That. Make suggestions to the people that run the meet. I think a lot of times people will go to social media. That's their first spot. And we see it with our own business.
Why is that?
We see it with Slingshot sometimes where someone's like, hey, this thing's starting to fray. It's like, oh, it would be nice if you would have just contacted me and I could send you out a free one.
That's like everything in life. Like maybe I'm just too passive of a person and I just like – I don't like conflict. Like,
right.
Not that I get walked on, but it's just not that serious most cases. But people go nuts over these little things like – yeah, like if there's not chalk at this meet, and then they start, Mark Smelly Bell's meets suck. He doesn't even give us chalk. Like, did you ask someone for chalk? Did you look for chalk?
Right.
Like, did you go ask the meet director, like, hey, do you have some extra chalk?
Right.
And then next year, like, just bring some chalk. It's like fucking
$2. Well, you know,
and they just blow, like, that's just sacks.
Powerlifting meets, even the ones that are done sort of for profit, there are a lot of people who are there as volunteers.
Right.
You know,
it's janky, like,
and people have varying levels of ability to see the big picture about what needs to be done. That's you know, money or no money.
Yeah, but it's easier to be a keyboard warrior too.
Well, yeah, I mean,
instead of talking, even on the phone, you know,
voice
to voice or person to person, it's easier
It's easier to talk down to people. I get voice messages from Mark every day. He doesn't even want to call me anymore. It's just,
no,
Salamai.
Do your goddamn work. You're off the team.
That's about it. Well, every morning.
You know, it's a good point, I think, that people say, hey, well, you know, powerlifting's never going to be mainstream because there are too many different federations and not everybody squats to depth and mealy mouth bullshit. When in reality, the reason that it'll never be a mainstream sport, not that it should ever be a mainstream sport, is that people can't fucking get along.
Yeah. That's not even on a basic level.
Yeah, it's so great, like a... the Lakers played the Cavaliers last night, and like Kobe and LeBron are guarding each other, going head to head, like playing the games of the year for each other.
Right.
Like LeBron's shooting the lights out, and they're like laughing and messing around in between.
Right.
You know, like I'm not a big fan of that because like I grew up on Jordan, he hated everybody and this and that. But at least like they
weren't
punching each other.
Another basketball reference from Mike.
Yeah.
It's not like we didn't hear it all morning.
Hey, look at me! I got my crossover.
They talk about Jordan and Magic all day.
True.
It's the second one today.
Yeah. There'll probably be four more.
You're never going to make it, Mike.
I'm going to the NBA.
You're going to go visit it.
I'm going to the NBA.
Yeah, where are the offices? Where are their offices?
I'm going.
No.
You guys are bastards. You guys are absolute bastards.
You're way too short and way too white. And you look Jewish. You're off the team.
But I don't know. I don't know. World.
The first Jew just got drafted like 4 years ago. Yeah, Omer Caspi plays for the Kings. There's there. NBA reference, bitch.
He's back with the Kings.
Yeah, he came back.
Yeah.
Mr. Colin.
Yeah. Aww.
Could have marked himself as the first Jew.
I know. I'm not Jewish. I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite.
Catholic. You guys like to spend money?
I was Catholic before I started this podcast.
yeah, a lot of things have gone down.
Yeah, the Pope called and said, yeah.
That Pope is amazing. Did we talk about that on air? That guy's actually causing like world peace.
Yeah,
he actually is. Like he actually
he's working
like,
on it.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's the first pope to actually like do something. Everyone says like I want world peace, and they never actually do something. But he's fucking kicking ass.
He supports your gayness. He's like, you want to be gay? Go ahead.
Yeah, he does.
You ever see Mars Attacks?
No, I'm too young. How old are you?
29.
Yeah, we come in peace.
Yeah.
And they fucking start blowing shit up. It's amazing. We come in peace, and then
the Pope setting us up.
It's awesome.
He's like, world peace.
Yeah, he's setting that shit up.
Are you just said the Pope's an alien? Is that what you just said?
Maybe.
It's a possibility.
Never know.
Okay.
So the worst podcast ever.
But why can't why can't people get along? Why can't people get along?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the worst.
Even cooperate enough to create good competition.
Well, you know, there's some decent level of it from time to time. You know, like... you'll hear sometimes people say, oh, you know, it's my first or second power team. I don't know what's going on. And they show up to a contest and they get some help from, you know, veteran lifters and things like that. And there is a little bit of that going on. But I think, you know, just unfortunately, I think social media just gives everybody a voice to complain. And then the complaining turns into more complaining without people solving problems, you know.
I think it's not as bad of a sport as we give it credit for. Like, it is a little janky, but I think you hear those comments more than not about beginners getting help or getting extra socks or, like, if you forget something, you can share ammonia or a guy will let you borrow his belt. Like, most guys are pretty cool, you know. We do always look small picture on the negative. And, like, Jim and Mark, at least, have been in powerlifting forever.
Right.
You know everybody, you know. And me and Dave like see it on social media and this and that. There is some negativity, but even in our gym, there's some guys we hate. You know, you can't get 50 dudes in a room and like love everybody.
No, but in here, at least it doesn't come to blows
yet. Me and Dave already have our hits out.
Blow jobs, but not necessarily blows.
You never know.
Ba-dum-bum.
You never know. Yeah, but I just think like you know some of the social media stuff just it allows people to get negative, and then other people start jumping on, and then they go back and forth, and it turns into a big old thing. You know, I was in the middle of a shit storm for a little while there, where someone just started talking shit about me when they could have easily just picked up a phone and called me, since they have my number, and I've called them before, and we've talked things through. But people don't want to do that; they want to fucking hop on the computer and take that route instead.
And
so.
they want to develop a coalition on their side that totally validates them. You know, bunch of people. Well, this person agrees with me, and that person agrees with me, and everybody agrees with me, so I must be right. I was like, well, have you entertained the possibility that what you're doing is not good for the sport?
Right. But the cool thing about it is it does come down to how much you lift, you know?
Right.
And it will always have that aspect to it, and I think that's what people gravitate towards is that it's very black and white on whether you're getting better or not, you know, with trying to get leaner and shit like that, that whole game is a mess. And it can be really, really challenging for people to try to figure some of that shit out. But with getting stronger, that's something that you can measure and you can see kind of happening, you know, on a weekly basis at least.
All right.
Weekly?
Weekly, monthly, yearly.
Yearly.
Until the whole damn world sees clearly.
What?
Does that sound familiar?
No.
No? All right.
It does.
Would you wrap it or something? Did I wrap it?
No. Somebody else did.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too young again, I think.
I'm so Dave confused. Doesn't know what's going on.
I know.
I'm so confused right now.
He doesn't care.
I think he just pooped himself. He's dealing with things over there. I don't know. He finished that coffee awfully quick.
It's dangerous.
Now he's fucking fired up.
Yeah. We got about 10 more farts before this podcast ends, and it's a short time.
So tell us, you know, you mentioned that you want to do a good job kind of representing the team and stuff like that. What is it about super training that keeps you coming back? Because I know that you don't live, like, right down the street. You live, like, an hour and a half away or something, don't you? An hour away or so?
Yeah, about an hour and a half drive. It's just the environment. The team, when you watch, you know, the videos and everything of everyone lifting together – literally, you know, you say the word spot and you get 6-7 guys.
Spotters!
Coming over. Well, in today's case, when Kim yelled
at zero.
Got, no, Kim yelled, there was like 19 guys coming over. Guys coming from the parking lot.
They're fucking
like,
pants
that's
off.
Great, our neighbors came over.
Guys showing up in skinny jeans and UC Davis sweaters like, oh, spot you, Kim.
People coming out of the bathroom with their pants around their ankles still.
Pretty much. It's just the environment. You know, it's a good place to lift. Tons of knowledge. You know, you have years in the game of lifting. And it's a place that everyone can critique everyone.
Right.
And you listen, you know. Yeah, I squat a ton more than Mike, but Mike can tell me right now, your squat sucks.
Right.
And I would go and fix it. And I
yeah, Mike's actually been helping you a lot with stuff, which is which is kind of cool. I mean, you guys, you know, would definitely be in different weight classes and everything else, but
different leagues.
Different
leagues. I'm still in the B league.
You'd be in the Jew league, Mike.
You guys are racist. Why'd this become the Pick on Mike podcast?
I don't know.
I'm out of here.
Jewish
I'm gonna quit.
Jewish isn't a race. It's a religion.
It's both.
No,
it's the only one that's both.
It's both.
Is it both?
It's both.
It's the only
know.
One.
Well,
that's both.
I mean,
if you're from Jerusalem.
Then
I
you're?
I don't know.
Jewish.
I don't know.
Well,
Jerusalem?
How come religion has a look to it?
It's They're true. The only ones.
I don't know. That's I don't know. It's very confusing to me.
Well, that's why it's the only one.
Really, I mean, it's not so much a race because there's a lot of genetic variability there. You know?
Yeah, yeah,
there's
of course. Because you could be born into this and that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, even very early as those tribes came together, they were all very different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they
tribes.
Ended up under one... One tribe because that was the easiest way to keep themselves like alive and stuff. You know,
Ziskovsky. It was changed over when my grandparents came through Ellis Island.
Damn. Oh, Ziskovsky.
Yeah,
that's great.
Scary.
You should go to that. Change it.
Just go right back
to
it.
Back to it.
Yeah.
I wonder how to spell it though.
Yeah, that's true.
Just make it up.
I'm like.
So what was the deal with the? I know it's like a little bit cold in here, but what's the deal with the fucking heater today?
My mom loves me.
Dave walks in with his sister and a heater. He has a whole fucking support team.
I don't understand.
I understand.
Would your mom?
$1 million gym and not one heater inside there.
Your mom sent you out with a heater? Like, did she put it, like, in your car? Like, don't forget this, Dave.
Well, no, she was out in the garage hanging out with my niece, and she's like, why don't you guys just take this with you? Because I remember last time in the videos, you guys were shivering.
Like, shivering mid-squat.
So funny.
Well, my mom loves you.
Maybe she can come and make us all hot chocolate.
That'd be amazing.
She would.
That'd be all. Yeah, with little marshmallows in it, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Who thought of that? Who thought to put food in a drink?
People are so fat. People think of the great stuff.
Yeah, but what other drink do you just shove chunks of things in it?
Yeah, I know.
No other drink.
Well, root beer.
That's genius, too.
Yeah.
There's some goddamn ice cream in there.
That's genius.
Somebody's like, ah, this root beer tastes weird. Let me try something different. Give me a scoop of that fucking vanilla ice cream over there.
Yeah.
I think everything comes from people being high.
Yeah.
You know, everything comes from people being...
The ultimate PED.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every chef has to be high out of his mind.
Performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah.
Well,
for creativity, yeah.
Video games, rapping.
Oh, yeah.
Those bastards.
Hasn't Chris Duffin been talking about taking shots of whiskey and then squatting? Isn't that not my imagination, right?
I don't know. I haven't heard that, but I've heard of other people doing that.
He's whiskey and deadlifts now.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, pain tolerance.
Sounds manly.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Years ago, back in the early days before I knew all of you, and I was training with Jesse Burdick at another gym, we had a female lifter who had a shoulder problem, and she had it fixed, and they gave her a bunch of Vicodin and stuff, and she had it for a while, and we discovered that she squatted so much better on Dynamic Day when she took her Vicodin. Now, I'm not suggesting that anyone do this. I'm just saying that there is a pain component.
We might have talked about this too, but with Jesse, I think. I don't know. But I've heard like the batters and pitchers have had like their best games on like hallucinogens.
Yeah. How good would this
like
podcast
ecstasy.
Be if we were all high?
I know.
I don't know.
It'd be awesome.
We're pretty funny right now.
No. But we would be on another level. We'd be on a whole other level.
Well, then we'd be Joe Rogan.
Yeah. A whole other level.
I think so. I think so.
Or we'd all just be laughing, thinking it's hilarious, and they'd be watching us for
a while. That's true. Then we'd listen back, and it'd be awful.
Yeah, probably.
I'm the only one that actually listens, so, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Our one listener, Jim. It's great. We called out our lady listeners in the Stone Cold podcast. This was, like, a year ago almost,
over a year
or more.
Ago, yeah.
And she, like, just tweeted us. She's like, I'm one of your lady listeners.
I'm still listening.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, all you ladies.
Mark Bell, if you're not listening to this, I know you're a fat fuck. All right.
Wait, what just happened? You just sent a message to yourself in the future. Now is then.
I know, but I'm not going to listen to it, so it doesn't matter.
Is then.
I can say whatever I want about myself.
Yeah, memo to self. Check your memos.
When will then be now?
I don't know. I listen to some of this shit sometimes.
I don't.
At least a few minutes of it.
I don't like watching or listening to myself. It's weird.
I don't have any choice.
Lil Wayne says he only listens to his own rap.
Yeah.
That could just be a rumor. But that's
I watch
funny.
all the videos and stuff that I put together.
Yeah, I like to watch myself lift to critique it.
Supertraining.tv, all that shit.
And your high school basketball highlights.
I send those to Mark. I sent
He's
Mark
running around like a fucking Harlem Globetrotter. The worst defense ever. Like, no one's playing any defense. They just run up and down the court back and forth.
I'm too fast. I couldn't keep up.
Like, what the hell's going on?
That was amazing, wasn't it?
It was hilarious.
How was the game with Fat Dan? He claims...
He's so bad.
He said he's God-given.
He started
talent.
Shanking fucking layups everywhere. I was throwing him That's great passes. Said. He wasn't. He was lighter on his feet than I expected, but like very first we walk into the gym, he like tries to make a layup and just clanks it off the fucking backboard. Just so bad.
He claims he's that good of a lifter and basketball player.
Yeah.
Because it's God-given.
Yeah. Yeah, he says, I'm a D1 athlete, though. Like, D1, you know? Like, yeah, you block some people with your fat belly,
at
all right?
Sac State.
Yeah.
Against Sac State.
Everything against Sac State.
Sac State's not any good, are they?
No,
no
not
they
at football.
Suck.
No. Their ladies.
Did they beat UC Davis?
I think
yeah. Their ladies' basketball was the shit last year. Their guys' basketball goes up and down. And
I think
then
their baseball's pretty good.
Their baseball's okay.
Just think about
their
Sac
good.
State. Doesn't
yeah,
sound
yeah,
very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. What's the state of your sac, really?
Yeah. It's
really now.
Wrinkly.
Yeah. And then I think their dude's soccer was good in the 90s. That's about it. But yeah. UC Davis and our intern aren't much better.
That sounds awful. God damn it. What else we got, Ziski?
Yeah, what the hell's going on in your life, buddy? Tell them what you do for a living.
Yeah.
I'm a cop. Correctional officer.
Oh, I had no idea. I have to go.
Check my papers.
Let's hope my boss doesn't hear this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fired.
I'm off the team.
You can't be any worse than the people that are at your work.
Yeah, you're an angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Yeah.
Danny Lear from Caffeine and Kilos just posted on his Instagram the episode that they were on in December because he was so afraid that his mom was going to hear it. He ran into a pastor who had heard it and said it was good, and so he decided it was okay for his mom
funny.
To hear.
My mom.
That was funny.
My mom said she accidentally clicked it on it one time, and she thought it was like a video of us lifting or whatever because she likes to watch us lift and blah, blah, blah. And so she's like, oh, it was the podcast, and... And about 5 minutes in, I thought, Mikey wouldn't want me to listen to this. Turn it off. Who knows what the hell we were talking about.
Yeah, it's so really funny.
My coworkers love it.
Yeah, yeah. Because
they think you're like the cutest thing ever.
Oh, your gay coworkers love me?
The inmates.
Uh-huh.
The gay inmates.
That's great.
Bubba. Bubba. Yeah, Bubba's been talking a lot about you, Mike.
Cell 109 and cell 210 fucking love you.
That'd be great. Go down there and visit him. Conjugal visit or whatever they call
that
it.
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
All that stuff scares me. Yeah. You're more of a man than me.
Well, because I'm not into Jimmy Fallon. And
so what do you do? Like you fucking get to work and like what time do you get to work and what the fuck happens when you get there?
We work 6 to 6, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. I'm pretty much an adult babysitter.
Damn. What about your first couple days there? Like, were you nervous and shit? Like, I know you go through training and stuff.
You
but
didn't
like,
start on the street or anything, right? You went
straight
to
in.
Prison.
We, it's all in-house training. We do all that. And then we do, like, an on-the-job training. You have a training officer, which is my job now. So I'm training all the newbies.
Do you have a gun?
We have a can of pepper spray.
Oh.
Because you can't have a gun in a correctional facility.
I don't know anything.
I've never been to jail yet.
You would think you could, but you really can't. Because if you lost
tasers?
Control over
no,
it?
No, they don't want to give us tasers.
Do you have a billy bat or whatever that's called?
No.
There's guns somewhere, though.
No.
You just got two guns attached to your shoulders? Is that that's what you're right. telling us?
Mm.
Got them.
I'm assuming that we have a fair number of law enforcement types who listen.
Yeah, our homies at Washington.
Yeah.
Watching the podcast together
right.
in the
yeah.
same slingshot. That was so
That's
funny.
That's awesome.
Those are my favorite.
We do absolutely nothing like that.
But were you nervous first couple times working?
Yeah, I was. When I went out to the, it's called the Honor Farm, which means pretty much they can run off and jump the fence whenever they want to leave. It's like a bunk bed system, so 210 inmates to 3 officers. It's kind of overwhelming. But now you just kind of realize it's adult babysitting.
Right.
You pop the door and say, okay, go eat. Right. Someone walks by, tuck your shirt in. Hey, you, go to court.
Yeah.
That's about...
How long you been doing this job?
2008.
Dang. I was in high school. You're old, bro.
Sorry? Sorry, I have a career.
I thought we were friends.
Old and fat. God damn, Dave.
Fat and old?
Fat and old.
Everybody at this table is so old.
That's true. You'll be old, though, too.
No, I don't think so. Now is not then.
Now, how old are you?
26.
You're 26. I had a fucking kid at 26, and Jim probably had two kids by 26.
My second one was born when I was 26.
Yeah. See, you haven't done shit.
I might have had a kid at 26.
So you might as well be 28, 29. You haven't done anything.
You're a loser.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Now you're off the team.
You're now a has-been.
Anyway.
Now I'm a grandparent, so.
Mike's like, God damn, what happened? Jim probably owned his own house when he was 26.
Probably.
Yeah, I owned my own house when I was 26. House.
Look at him. Yeah. God damn it.
Maybe if my boss gave me more money, I'd go buy a house.
All right, let's not talk about that. All right, that's very personal. Anyway, so you got beat up on your first day at work. Go ahead.
Pretty much.
What are some of the different things that you deal with? I mean, with these, you know, I mean, you said it's kind of like babysitting. So like,
it pretty much is babysitting.
A lot of it just like a little annoying shit that you have to deal with on a daily basis.
You know, just you see all the, a lot of them are young kids coming in now, 18 years old. Just doing stupid stuff. But there's parts of jail we work where, you know, every once in a while someone doesn't take their meds and you got to wrestle the guy covered in poo.
Damn.
Poo?
Poo.
Poo's so
wrestle
gross.
The guy covered in poo.
Poo.
That doesn't sound like a good job.
It's not.
Yeah, how many showers do you take after that? Like 20?
Yeah, I just go straight to the log room.
It's
and
so
just,
gross.
Just, yeah.
Are you, do you become more sympathetic for people or less?
I think, you know, as far as in your personal life, you become more sympathetic. You get closer to your friends and your family because you realize kind of the shithole that you work in. But with these people, it's a lot of games that they just try to play, so it becomes really easy just to say the word no. So,
right.
Yeah, a little shut off when you go to
work. Yeah, just no, thank you.
Right.
So that's about it. It's an easy job, though. I mean, pretty much just
that. Does it make you think deeper about, like, what's going on in society? You know, you said there's, like, these 18-year-old kids coming in there. Does it make you kind of more sympathetic towards that? Does your mind kind of wander outside the jail cell and just think, like, you know, what are some fucking things that can help these fucking guys? Or are you just going in and just you're just in a daily grind and you're just doing it?
Nah, there's some of them that, you know, definitely first-timers. I work in an area called booking as well where they come in the door the first time and, you know, you could either play the scared straight program, kind of, right. You know, throw them in a cell by themselves, or, you know, when they get housed, you put them with some 50-year-old guy who's kicking heroin and has been in his whole life, and the guy's shitting himself during the night.
Right.
This 18-year-old kid's like, oh, my God, I don't ever want to do this again. Or they just kind of don't care. And
yeah. Right. But you're a little bit more of a mentor to some of those new guys. You're a little softer.
Yeah, some of them, you know, you have to be. It's kind of the, you know, burn me once. Okay, it's...
Right.
Shame on you, burn me twice. Shame on me, and you have nothing else coming to you.
Yeah, so you come across some pretty respectful people
here
and
there. Yeah, I mean, actually, the most respectful ones are the guys who've been in the system the longest, like the actual real old school convicts who, you know,
they just kind of
that's
get
their
it
job. That's their career convicts, so they kind of know how to run the program, and they're super, super cool. They'll bullshit with you and talk to you, and, you know, they have access to TVs and newspapers, so they'll
they get just a little follow more the freedom. Rules.
They'll talk to you about Michael Jordan and the NBA.
I'm coming out.
Jimmy Fallon. Do they talk about Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon's so funny. About Jimmy Fallon.
You know what they love watching? Is they love watching cops.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know why.
Yeah. That's great.
They just think it's funny.
They're just like, oh my God, man. That guy.
They're like, here's my episode.
We had a Stockton Cops episode.
Oh, really?
It was, the guy was watching. He's like, oh, crap, this is where they catch me.
Oh,
we're
no.
Like, are you shitting me? We all started
You're
watching.
Like, no, here I am. That's hilarious.
Like, that was me.
What about the older guys that have a similar job to yourself? Mm-hmm. Do they kind of they warn you a little bit about, like, you know, because maybe you do have a little compassion for some of these guys that are just acting fucking crazy? Do they kind of say, hey, man, you know what? Don't even fucking don't get involved emotionally with any of these fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, they come
they
from that.
Tell you that.
They come from that old school cowboy beat them up, right? You know, the guy talks back to you. They take him on a quote-unquote elevator ride and put him back in their room. So a lot of the guys are hardened that way. But, I mean, for the most part, there's a lot of those guys have already weeded themselves out.
Is it tough on you emotionally at all? Like, you know, going back and forth to work and home and then to the gym and things like that. Do you kind of does work ever kind of follow you into
this other environment? This is actually the release, and that's a good thing. You know, so when I go to work, I'm pretty level-headed and, you know, calm, able to go in with my trainees and train them and, you know, stay calm in situations. You know, even though I'm obviously the biggest guy on my team, I'm you know, 280-pound guy. Most of the time, I like to talk the guys out of situations. I don't want to just rush in the cell.
Yeah.
Start throwing guys around, you know, show them this is the right way, use your words, you know,
right.
Talk to some guys. But, you know, and then everything that's built up,
I think
inside
it helps.
Here.
Yeah, it probably helps being bigger. You know, I know, like, doing security and stuff like that and, you know, being a bouncer, basically, that whenever a taller guy, not so much size didn't always matter a ton, but definitely when a taller guy came over and said something to somebody, it had a really big impact. Like, if someone's like 6'5", 6'6", then the guy would be like, all right, this doesn't seem like a wise decision to fuck around
and
anymore.
Not a bunch of little yappers, like Little Smokey.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a line, too, between like being actually intimidating and then people like being so big that people just want to make you happy.
Yeah,
you know
right.
I mean?
Yeah, you're significant enough to
like,
where people
know,
are like, oh,
you know, I need to make a better choice.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? I think lifting kind of helps because you kind of have that flip mode
right.
where you're really calm, and then before you lift, you kind of hit it.
Right.
So, you know, you start talking to the guy at the door like, do you really want me to come inside there and have to make you go to court? And they realize right. like, oh, my God, I think he's actually going to come inside here. I'm just going to go with the program now. And that's usually what happens. Like I said, you get people.
Are your tats covered up?
No, we don't have to cover them up. As long as they're approved by the sergeant, they're fine. And mine are just family-related stuff, so there's no issues.
Cool.
Yeah, you're probably the most tatted dude at Super Trainer, huh?
Probably the most tatted dude in the fucking joint.
He's probably the most.
Yeah.
Maybe, huh?
Is that what we're calling this place now?
No, I'm saying when you're
at work. No, actually, my cousin works there, and he's head to toe.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah, ankles all the way up to his neck.
When did you start doing that?
Right before I got on, I had a couple on the arms and then just got
it. Are you going to ever get a Mark Bell one? Just, I don't know, I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Tramp stamp, maybe?
No, I was about to say that. California license plate, little Mark Bell down there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Little signature.
My face.
I was going to get a signature.
Okay. It could say smelly under it. It could be right above your butt crack.
Yeah. That'd be good. Smelly.
Double meaning.
Perfect spot for it.
That's gross.
God damn. Well, I know, you know, going into your last meet, you probably don't want to talk about this too much, but I know going into your last meet, you know, you had a tragedy, your dad passed away, mm-hmm. and it was really cool to see Super Training kind of come around you and be able to help you lift you up a little bit and get you to that competition. If you could talk about it a little bit and just kind of, you know, tell us kind of what it meant to you to be able to get back out on the platform and do the things that you love, you know, in the face of adversity, that would be really cool. If you can't, and I understand.
And we'll talk about poop more.
It is actually something, you know, my dad kind of, you know, put inside, you know, my head as a kid. You know, you got to finish it out. Things are bigger than you. And, you know, that's definitely why I like being at this gym, because a lot of people here, not everyone, but everyone knows that, you know, this gym is bigger than themselves. And I think that's kind of what, you know, going back to that point real quick, gets lost in powerlifting, is people think they're bigger than the sport. You know, this is my name, but this is what I'm doing. But, you know, when he passed, it was, I mean, within hours, you know, you sent me a message and said, hey, I'm not going to text or call you. I'm going to FaceTime you. Go put some makeup on and quit being so fat and ugly. You know, then you talked to me and, you know, just told me to come down here, bring my stuff. I'm probably not going to lift. And then, you know, when I walked in, it was at the old location, everyone gave me a hug and said, fuck it, let's go to work. And I think that day I ended up pulling, like, 800 off the big wheels.
Yeah, you were fired up.
Yeah, it was, sure. You know, it was definitely. And then, you know, when all that was done, I remember Jim took me off to the side and we talked for a long while. You know, he talked about some personal stuff. And then just leading up to the comp, you know, everyone just checked in to make sure I was cool. You know, you, your brother Chris, and Jesse took me to the fight. Mike gave a spot up for me. So that was
some UFC fights. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Just watch some dudes wrestle.
No, there's that chick fight. That one chick fight was pretty
awesome.
Yeah,
that balanced it all out.
Yeah, there was a chick fight. It was pretty awesome. But, you know, once I actually got to the comp, it was definitely overwhelming. I think most of the comp I kind of just blacked out.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I kept remember looking back and just asking, like, Mike, because he'd be there. I'm like, what am I doing next? Or asking you, what am I doing next?
Yeah, we're at the Olympia, and you're surrounded by tons of people there because it's inside the expo.
Yeah.
And so there's people everywhere.
Yeah, the crowd's pretty good.
Mike and I are working the booth, and Jim is floating around, and a couple other guys are floating around. So we're trying to get over to you the best we can, too.
So I remember, you too. Jim was over there.
Juan.
Juan was he was there, him and his lady, the whole time during bench. And Jesse came over quite a few times, and it was just, I mean, I was pretty much lost. And then I remember you told me on my last lift you wanted me to go 744 because that was a significant number, not just because it would put me at my total, but because it was the same thing with you.
Right.
And your brother, it was the pull that you made.
Right.
That, you know, the first meet after he had passed. So right. when I hit that, you know, it kind of just, you know, I went 9 for 9. And
yeah.
It was a crazy meet.
Yeah, it was a great meet. It was a great performance. It was cool to see you do it. And your mom was there and your sister was there and they were all fired up for you. So mm-hmm. that was really cool to see.
My mom hates lifting.
She got all nervous.
Yeah.
She does the mom thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she sent me with the heater to the gym.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, that's pretty cool,
like,
though.
Of course she does. Like, she packs me, yeah. like, food.
That's nice.
Your pops was taller than you by quite a bit, the pictures I saw. And then
yeah,
I remember
he's a couple inches taller.
I was lucky enough to meet him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he had some height on you. What's that about, man?
He had the Filipino genes from my mom kicked in.
He got that old man strength. He could still probably whoop your ass.
You know, he was one of those guys back in the 80s. It was like a cut-off polo shirt and hamburger meat hanging out the chest.
Nice, nice.
Doing his thing. You know, he used to lift, but then he just kind of fell out. He turned into a corporate guy. And
right.
Suit and tie. And that's actually, he was running quite a bit. You know, he used to be actually a track star at some San Francisco high school. And then he just kind of decided to get back into it. And then that's actually what his demise was. He passed away while he was running.
That's a good message to everybody out there. Don't run. Yeah.
Lift, don't run.
Yeah, don't run anywhere, ever.
Anyway.
It's dangerous. Dangerous out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Dave. I know it's not easy, so appreciate it.
Well, as I told you that time when I was talking to you, a lot of us have been through stuff. Everybody at this table has been through stuff. We've all been here for each other during it because it's all happened
people
while
we fucking dropping like flies
while
around
we've
super
known
training.
Each other.
Yeah. Fucking sucks.
It's not just us. You know, there are other people out there who you know, are members of the gym who've been through stuff too. And so, you know, if we can't support each other through all that stuff, then, you know, we'll bit them along here.
All right. Well, I think that's about it. Unless you got anything else to add. I know you're doing.
Plug away.
Yeah. You got anything you want to talk about or anything? You can say it here. Otherwise, we're fucking done.
I think I called Mike gay enough.
Sponsors.
Yeah, big ups. Actually picked up one sponsor at the Olympia because of Mark with BSN.
Oh, yeah, because I was carrying your bags for you.
Carrying my bags.
It slowed us down.
So Eric at BSN definitely hooked it up. Mike Rasheed came out at the Olympia, drops gear on us. I think Mike was saying he's supposed to come up in February, possibly.
I think Mr. Rasheed's coming to lift.
Yeah, he's going to come up to lift. He's jacked.
Huge.
He's fucking jacked and he's ripped. Goddamn son of a bitch.
I know. That's not fair. And then I'm drinking.
What's his clothing company? Alpha something?
Alpha. I think it's just Alpha, but it's Alpha as fuck. That's one of his things that he runs with. Lady Alpha, Male Alpha, I'm So Alpha. A lot of those things.
Alfalfa?
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa Sprout. That would be a great shirt.
Definitely got a, I guess, even though I'm drinking caveman coffee, Caffeine and Kilos has been taking care of me recently.
Oh, sweet.
And that was another one because you at your last meet and Charlie Zamora hooked it up that day.
Are you just like riding my coattails or something? What the fuck?
He's not on them by himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's not riding solo back there.
This is a whole slew of people back there.
We had Caffeine and Kilos drink caveman coffee when they're here, so don't feel bad.
Okay.
Like, yeah, they were cool. They didn't care. They're more clothing than anything else.
Yeah, different styles, different strokes for different folks. What's your social media, your Instagram in particular, because that's a safe place for everybody to...
Yeah, dziski 1730.
All right.
That's me.
Damn, yo.
Or just go to Mark's and I'm somewhere on there.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm the fat, tatted, white guy.
That I put pictures up every time he does something cool.
Yeah, you don't post much of me, asshole.
Sometimes.
Much of me asshole.
Maybe I should lift some weights.
Well, you know, I don't know if you ever thought about this, but you could post some of yourself.
That makes me feel like insane. I never do it. I don't think I've maybe once because you told me, but I don't want to post myself on yours.
You should post yourself all the time on there.
I know that'd make me feel.
If I ran yours, that's what I would be doing. Here's my bicep. Here's my tricep. Here I am going to McDonald's. Here I am playing video games.
I don't go to McDonald's.
Here I am taking a shit.
I haven't had a carb since 1988, pal. I don't go to fucking McDonald's.
Damn, you look good.
Thanks.
He just ate Chipotle. He's lying.
That was so good. We had a Chipotle party right before this.
It was
a burrito. What is that? There's some weird fat in there. Like weird sliminess in there. Like,
their beans are kind of slimy.
I didn't have any beans. I don't get beans. I think it's in the chicken.
The rice.
They had that orange, like, so there's like that orange shit that it comes off a pizza.
Yeah.
Grease?
That orange grease. It comes off a pizza and it comes off of wings and it's in that goddamn burrito. It's so good.
Yeah,
maybe
it is
just
good.
Put it into, like,
I just
want to
start a place that just sells that.
Just grease? Just or you could dump it on anything. You bring in your own food and we dump the grease on it.
It can't be clear grease, so it's got to be orange grease.
Orange it's got to be from pizza.
R.S. Yeah.
But that orange grease, those three.
Yeah.
That part. And it comes out the same orange.
Intact, yeah. It's like corn. Mm.
I love pizza.
Have you guys pooped? Have you guys pooped in a new ST yet? Everybody?
No, I haven't. We only have one toilet functioning.
No, there's two.
They're functioning.
Yeah, today there's two. Yeah.
There's a water line leak for the other one.
I didn't because there was.
I think it's fixed though. Fixed
it. Well, it ish. I slowed it down.
Okay.
Let's say I slowed it down.
There's no sink in the bathroom, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
As I can't poo.
You gonna poo in one and then wash your hands in the other one? What are you gonna do?
Well, you know, you had to go into the break.
No, Dave's saying he's used to pooping in the sink.
Yeah, I poop in the sink. Okay. Just push it down.
Yeah, apparently
poo in the trash.
But
can.
At work, guys just poop themselves. He said, right?
Yeah. Then they try to fight you.
That's awesome.
With their poo.
So weird.
What do you do? I don't even get it. That's awesome. Oh, I love it. Multiply your hustle. Multiply your muscle. I'm at Mark's Millie Bell on Instagram, and may all your shits be tapered.
You can find me at Silent Mike with 2 K's on Instagram and Twitter, and may all your shits be tapered.
Yeah. Doesn't work when you say it.
Damn it.
Jim McD, SGTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. Follow us on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast, Twitter at SGJimSack, Facebook.com/SuperTrainingJim. Okay, we're done.
And I have to poo.
You just gave him a full fucking rub down.
I got a handy.
Subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at howmuchyoubench.net, and look for BSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.